Hi everyone, for those of you that don't know me, I'm Claire, and this Sunday is another of our Bubble Sundays. So I am going to be sharing some thoughts and just a few things with you, and then I've got some questions for you to discuss with other people in your bubble. For who that might not make any sense, the idea of this is that we gather in small groups, obviously at the moment over Zoom or on the phone or FaceTime or whatever works for you, and we discuss some of the things that we've been talking about this morning. It's a great way of getting to know people in the church better, and maybe bringing in some other people who you wouldn't normally have these kinds of conversations with. So if you're not in a bubble yet, I would really encourage you, have a think, ask God, who shall I bubble with? Who shall I get together with and discuss some of this stuff and get to know a bit better? So, without any further ado, I will share a few thoughts with you this morning. Over the last few weeks, we have been talking about discipleship and some of the things that that we can invest in on our journey with God. Discipleship is a journey, and we're all on it in so many different places on that journey. And the journey that we're on is a journey towards greater intimacy in our relationship with God and greater ability to love those around us. We often call it maturity, but it's not a maturity that's measured in years. So recently God has been speaking to me about noticing how far I've come on this journey. Daniel was talking a few weeks ago about remembrance and about how important it is sometimes to remember that there are things that we should remember, but there are also things that we should forget. And I heard a quote the other day which I thought was really, really good. It said, "The past is a place for reference, not residence." And I thought that, yeah, that really says something. Yes, it's great to look back at the past and use that as a reference, but it is not somewhere that we should live, and it's certainly not somewhere that we should get stuck, because we'll never move forward if we are constantly looking behind us. I don't know about you, but if you've ever tried to walk forwards whilst looking at something behind you, you can't do it. There's going to be someone out there trying now. I bet it's you, Daniel. And you can't. You trip up. You can't see where you're going, you end up walking at a funny angle, it just doesn't work. But if we stop and turn around, it can give us a reference point. I like to run. I didn't think I would say that a couple of years ago, but in the last couple of years I've started to run, but I still really hate hills. And there are times when I'm running, and I'm running up a hill, a really long hill, and I'm facing it and I'm thinking, I'm never going to be able to make it to the top of this hill. So the other week I was doing this and I was running up a hill and I thought, I'm never going to get to the top. And I stopped and I looked back and I could see how far I had already come up the hill. And do you know what? It actually gave me the confidence that I could keep going, because I thought, in the past, I wouldn't have been able to run this far up the hill. And now I can, so maybe I can run a bit further. I did get to the top of the hill. There wasn't a view. It was very foggy and misty and horrible, but I felt great having got there. And it was that moment of looking back and seeing how far I'd come that really gave me what I needed for those last few hundred meters up. It's nearly 30 years since I first started my relationship with God, and nearly 20 years since I decided to try to follow him seriously daily. I've changed an awful lot in that time. And I was talking with some friends the other week about this, and we were talking about what would we say to our new believer self if we could go back there all of those years and say something to that person who had just decided they wanted a relationship with God. When I look back on myself nearly 20 years ago, I see a new believer who was seriously on fire, very, very zealous and very excited about everything. But I was also someone who was very intolerant and very judgmental. I was fixated by the rules and getting things right, and making sure that I did the right thing. And that meant that I was very judgmental and very dismissive of people around me who I considered were not doing things right. But that was because I hadn't learnt to hear God's voice for myself. I was relying on what other people were telling me about what I should do and how I should live my life. I now know that God's heart is not judgmental. He is not dismissive or intolerant. So if I could go back, I would use the words of Proverbs. Proverbs 22 verse 6. And I would say, let's actually read it rather than paraphrase it. I'm not going to use that one. I'm going to use the other one. If you look at Proverbs chapter 3 verse 5, it says, "Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him and he will make your path straight." I would tell my new believer self to look to God, to listen to him, to learn to recognize and hear his voice and his prompting. Because as I've done that, it has softened me as a person. But it's also helped me to grow closer to him. What else was I like? Well, I was a baby. I was a baby believer. And now I'm going to use the Proverbs 22 verse. Because it says, "Train a child in the way that he should go, and when he's old, he will not turn from it." Now, I wish that I could go back and train myself, my new believer self, like a child. Because the journey has been great, but it has also been hard. And there are things that I wish I'd known all that time ago. I would also tell my new believer self to focus more on what God thinks of me than on what other people think and say. Because as I have grown in my intimacy with God, as I have learnt more of his heart and learnt to hear his voice, I have understood more about how he loves me. I've really understood my true value, and that it gives you a confidence in being who you are that listening to the praise of others will never give you. So what else was I like? I did have some good habits early on. I used to read the Bible much more than I do now. And I am often reminded of the verse in Psalm 119, I think it's verse 105, which says, "Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path." If I could go back now, I would tell myself to not lose that habit, to keep going, to read the Bible regularly, because it points to who God is, but it lights the journey as you go. So the past is not a place to live. It's not a place of residence, but it is a place for reference. And it doesn't just tell us where we've been, it points us to where we're going to. As I look down the hill at how far I've come, that gives me new faith for the next bit of the journey. For me, my journey has very much been about intimacy with God, deepening and strengthening my relationship with him. And this reminds me that I can still have a greater level of intimacy with God than I already have. I haven't got to the top of the hill yet. I haven't achieved that. I don't know if I ever will. And facing that, knowing that there's deeper still, knowing that God is going to show me parts of me and the way he sees that, is scary at times. But when I look back on the journey, that was fantastic. The more depth I went with God, the more intimate I became with him, the more amazing my life has become. So although as I face the next stage of that, it looks daunting at times, because I know I'm going to need to be even more vulnerable and even more honest. I know that being able to do that in the past has been amazing, and that gives me confidence and faith for this next step of the journey. So what's your journey been about so far? And what's next for you? Maybe you're like me, maybe it's about intimacy, learning to hear God, learning about who he says you are. Maybe for you it's about learning to trust at a deeper level, or to hold on to something in faith, or about learning to be loved. Whatever it is, it's a journey. So have a look back. Here's some questions that I'd like you to discuss with your bubble. Firstly, what would you tell your new believer self, which you think would help them with their journey? And if you're not sure if you've got a relationship with God yet, think about what you would want to know, what would help you to understand God a little better. Secondly, what could your new believer self teach you today? For me, it's about remembering to read my Bible. Maybe it's about remembering that excitement and enthusiasm I had when my faith was new, to not get tired and jaded with it all. Although it's okay to be tired, even Jesus sat down for a rest. So what could your new believer self teach you today? And thirdly, what is God saying to you about the next steps on your journey? And how has your journey so far been a reference for that? So I hope you really enjoy your conversations. I know I'm going to really enjoy mine. I'm going to pray for you before we go. And just remember, there's no Zoom coffee today. But get together with people, chat, learn about each other's lives. So Father, I thank you that this journey is not a journey we take alone. It's a journey that we take with you by our side, holding our hand, lighting our path, showing us the way. And Father, I thank you for how far along the journey I have come. And I thank you for how far along the journey everybody I'm speaking to today has come. And I pray that you will keep us moving forward, that you will command your angels to guard our ways. Amen. Thank you, everyone. Look forward to seeing you soon. Bye-bye.